Hello everyone! Welcome to the Excel English Podcast. I'm Mina, I'm an English teacher, and I'm a model.
Oh wow! Oh, wow. We are really starting the podcast on a high note.
Oh yeah, baby.
Model. All right. Hi, my name is Mary Lou. I'm an English teacher, and I'm a Spotify wanderer. I wander through Spotify.
You're a Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Okay,
Wonder Woman.
All right. So this is an educational podcast where you can learn English light and easy.
英会話教室エングリッエクセルイングリッシュの無料体験を受けたい方はエクセルイングリッシュで検索してね。 If you want to practice speaking English with us, be sure to check our website excel-english.com for a free trial lesson.
And if you find this show helpful, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 stars. How much do you love our show? Show us some love by donating to ko-fi.com/excelenglish. That is ko-fi.com/excelenglish. Now let's start the show.
Show.
Ikimashou.
I love it.
Yaisho. We're so happy.
I know.
Yeah, because it's the weekend.
Definitely.
I think we have been recording our episodes right before our weekend starts.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good thing that we do that because we have more energy, or like we're...
A renewed energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All yeah. Right. Sometimes I feel like, you know, are we... It's like I'm exhausting the very last drop of my energy before the weekend hits, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh,
right. But it's like this is the last. This is my last burst of energy, and then I can finally relax when Wednesday and mm-hmm. Thursday comes. Yay!
But I really think it is a good way to cap off the week, you know.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. I think we should be recording more often on a Tuesday.
Yes.
At least that's like, you know, it could be our deadline or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about our intro.
Yeah! You're a model! I love it!
I'm a model! Actually, Mary Lou and I are models! Ooh!
Then I suddenly questioned that one.
We are role models. No, I'm just kidding. I just said that, well, we're not models.
Professional.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the past week, Mary Lou and I, we went to Tokyo in Ebisu.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I happened to know a photographer who mm-hmm. was willing to take shots of me and Mary Lou. Mm-hmm. And then so, yeah, if you go on Excel English's Facebook page, you'll be able to see our really stunning fashion... Well, no, not fashion photos. But editorial... kind of photos, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm,
true.
Yeah, right. So that is why I said we're models. We're actually not models. It's just that that was the first time,
mm-hmm.
as a grown up to be taken pictures of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the last time I had my photos taken professionally was when we graduated, before the graduate
mm-hmm.
college graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for the graduation.
Oh, yeah, that was
yearbook.
Yeah, right. Our batch yearbook,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Mm. Although we didn't really have like the creative shots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun. That
yeah,
be fun,
I think right? the I think the mm-hmm. the later batches had the creative shots.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, that was really, really fun. And
how did you think of the experience? Having a professional photographer take your photos.
Well, actually, at first I was really worried about it because I don't feel very comfortable, like, you know, posing for photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am comfortable though, like when we're taking our pictures, like the two of us, just mm-hmm. the two of us. But in this case, like, we have like another person in the picture, literally.
No pun intended.
Yeah, but she was so, it was just a very comfortable experience having her in the set.
Yeah.
I mean, that day, she did not really make you feel like you are taking, I mean, like, it was something staged.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, she was directing. She directed us, like, what to do, like, how to pose, which was good because I'm not really good at that.
Yeah.
And she was just, like, you know, bringing out, like, the natural us. Like,
yeah.
You know, it was just, like, talking to you and, like, laughing at silly things. And she just captured those in photos. So
yeah,
it was just easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you guys want your photos taken by a really pretty photographer.
She's
very pretty. She's also fluent in Japanese, in English, and I think in some other languages.
Chinese, maybe she mentioned that.
Yeah, she can speak Chinese as well. So if you want your photos taken by your professional photographer, you should go to her Facebook page. She has a Facebook page, Galina Karimova.
Oh, yeah, that's her name.
Yes, that's her name. So that was a fun experience. I would love to do it again.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, in a kimono or something like that. Yeah.
In spring would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited for that. We'll definitely, yeah, one of these days, we're gonna have to wear a kimono and walk around, you know, a sakura park.
Oh,
and take lots of photos. Absolutely.
Are you going to take one photo with your mask on? Just
I'd rather not.
I'd rather not. Yeah. You don't want to like remember this time.
Well, it could be. I mean, no. I don't have any pretty masks to wear. I only have those regular, you know, white masks.
Or like the black or gray.
Yeah, the urethane ones. Masks? Yeah, really ugly ones.
They're not really that pretty, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so tell us about your wanderlust in the world of Spotify.
Yes. this is really, to be honest, I didn't have, like, before 2 nights ago, I didn't have a Spotify subscription.
Last night.
Oh, yeah. So, I was, like, really happy because these past few days, I have been playing a lot of music on Spotify, and I feel so happy that I can now finally skip it. I skip, like, more than
without
6 times.
Any more ads.
Yeah.
And, no more ads.
Oh, gosh. Now I suddenly miss the ads.
Oh.
Because they're in Japanese and I could somehow memorize some of them.
Okay, like, for example,
the songs. Uh-huh. So what song was that? I'm trying to recall the lyrics. But okay, anyway, I can't remember them exactly. But yeah, so I'm just glad that I could finally listen to music without interruption, and then I could discover more artists. I love discovering artists, and I'm like, every time I listen to, like, a song that's really good, I could just click on it and, like, you know, find other songs that are written by them or, like, produced by them. So I like the artists that I discover there. I think it's like, you know, when you're on TikTok, that feeling you get when you're, like, in a rabbit hole and then you just get so absorbed into what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with me. I mean, for me with Spotify.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And I'm so glad that we got the duo play.
Yay. I remember that time when I didn't used to have a premium.
Uh-huh.
There was one ad on Spotify where there is this conversation between a dad and a kid.
Okay.
And then the dad would say, like, tadaima. And then the kid would be like,
okay.
Oh, hi. Like that. It's so elongated.
Yeah.
And then the point of that ad was that if you subscribe to Spotify, then you wouldn't have to wait long anymore for you to get to the next song. Like that. And I thought, how clever.
They have very interesting or clever commercials.
Yes, absolutely.
There was one commercial there, like a... So he is a... He's like on this interview.
Yeah.
Of like what he wants to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a Japanese, maybe he's about to, he's like looking for a job. And
okay.
Then he explains his plan. So first he's like a student.
Okay.
And then after that, he's going to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to find a wife.
Okay.
So with each of these like seasons in his life, there's like a plan for him.
Okay.
Like a good Spotify plan for him.
Ah, okay.
Like a student plan, like a duo plan. Yeah, and then a family plan.
That's so good.
Oh, good. This is a really clever way
to advertise. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay.
It's like there's a perfect plan for,
for you.
For every stage of your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well played, Spotify.
Amazing.
Well
marketing.
Played.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And advertising.
It's very competitive in here.
True.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's
a very interesting... very interesting intro.
So now we're gonna dive right in on today's episode. We will be facing some really difficult, just hypothetical situations.
Okay.
But you know, some of them could be really close to reality, you know?
Right.
And each of us, Mary Lou and me, but mostly Mary Lou, will be making decisions, and then she will have to say, like, why did she choose to do so? And then all you have to do, our listeners, is to observe maybe how teacher Mary Lou will be using I'd rather in her answers. Okie dokes. Okay, so now we're gonna begin. For the first situation, you have been offered a higher position at a higher paying, but a more demanding and a more stressful job than your current one.
Mm-hmm. I have actually already read this earlier.
Mm.
I had a very difficult time thinking of what I should write here.
Okay. I apologize. You just have to... Yeah, but you have to make a split-second decision.
Well, it's so hard, but right now I feel like it would be nice to have some challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, take on some challenge with career.
Okay.
But because anyway, with this sort of high pay, like
higher
more
position
demanding.
but more stressful, and then compared to your current one, which is more comfortable, but you know, you're just paid right.
So right now, so if I'm considering how well I love what I'm doing right now, what I do right now, and the amount of work that I have, but so if I also think of trying on new things, yeah, I'd rather try.
Mm. Taking the offer.
Yes, yeah, taking the offer.
Oh, okay. Wow, Mary Lou. Okay.
Ooh, I'm taking risks.
I know. I think if I had asked you this question, say 5 years ago, I think you wouldn't say yes.
You wouldn't accept, too.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it comes with age.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you're like, it's not really that when you're older, you want something safer and like something that wouldn't challenge you anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, so for me
it's
right now, I'd
way.
Like, yes, I'd like to try
okay.
this challenge.
Good for you, Mary Lou.
Yeah, thank
Good
you.
For you. Nice. Okay. Next situation. Because of the pandemic, you have been given the choice to either work from home or at the office. So what would you rather?
Yeah, as much as I want to stay at home, but I'd rather work at the office.
Okay.
Yeah, than from home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am I like seeing other people and meeting other people,
mm-hmm,
and talking
yeah.
to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I could last a month or more than, you know, more working from home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I love being, I mean, staying at home too.
I know, right? Like
sleeping in and, you know, not worrying about the time that much. But I'd rather work from, I mean, I'd rather work at the office.
Yeah, I remember having been able to work from home one time because there was a time when all of my students booked their lessons online, and I thought I would never do this again because, you know, it's really comfortable at home, so I wasn't able to do anything else other than take a nap in between my breaks. So after every lesson, I would be crawling to the sofa and then, you know, take a short power nap there, and then at the end of the day I thought, I hate this.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather not work from home. I'd rather work at the office.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, next situation. Vaccines will have to be required in order for travelers to be able to travel outside Japan. Would you get vaccinated or not, and why?
I'd rather get vaccinated. That's for sure. Because, yeah, we have families abroad, I mean, outside Japan. I would love to see them, of course. And if vaccines are required or would be required, or getting vaccinated would be required, then I would get it.
Are you not afraid of the, you know, side effects? Like, what people are mostly afraid of?
Not exactly. I'm not really that scared. I think I don't really have a bad reaction with, as far as I know, like, with medicine. But I have allergic reactions to pollen, but I'm not sure if that has anything to do with medicine or vaccine.
Okay.
Anyway, I trust my body.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I trust my immune system. And I try my best to, like, strengthen it the way I can, and I mean, as much as I could.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be okay.
You'd be vaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the
first. What about you?
Well, definitely. I don't have to be asked. I don't have to be surveyed. I will definitely get the vaccine. Because, I don't know, it could be, of course, it could be a placebo effect, or it could be a real vaccine against the virus. But at least in your mind, in your heart, you feel safe.
Secured.
Yeah, you feel safe. You feel secured whenever you travel. And I think, you know, somehow that thinking, the positive thinking, will actually help you be even stronger against any viruses, right?
True.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'd rather get vaccinated than travel without a vaccine. Yeah.
I got it, yeah.
So, just pray to God that, you know, we don't have any terrible reactions.
True.
From the vaccines. Okay, number four.
Ah, this is so tough. Okay, anyway.
Your husband tells you, honey. Sweetie.
I know, when I'm in the gym, I'm like that.
Sugar plum, honey pie.
Pumpkin. Yeah. You're my sweetie pie.
Your husband tells you to quit your job and be a full-time wife and mom, take care of us, you know, stay home.
Okay.
Come on. Yo. Your husband is a rapper.
Okay, this was a tough one too, just like the first question.
It's like everything. It's like all the questions.
Yeah, I actually, so in reality, I think it would depend on the situation. Yeah, it would depend on a lot of factors. But for now, I think I would rather be a full-time mom, full-time wife and mom.
Okay.
I know the positive, I mean, like the good effects and the advantages of, like, having a full-time mom around, So I think I would. But yeah, like it would depend on my kids' age. Yeah, and the our financial situation, of course.
Yeah.
But generally, I mean, for now, I'd rather be a full-time mom and wife. Yeah.
Why is that? Like, why, given the choice of two, why would you rather be at home than work?
Yes, so I actually
want... You're exhausted from work.
I'm done.
When I say I do, I mean I'm done.
I like that. I'll probably say that in my mouth. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so... Because, well... I want to... Maybe, like, during my 20s, say, like, or mid-30s, I was already able to spend time and, like, I was already able to take care of myself and, like, do what I want. So, maybe that time, it's also the time, like, you explore how you could be of service. How you could take care of other people. Especially during the important years of like a kid's life or like a young family's life.
Right.
So it's not that you are kind of giving into like the social construct or like, you know, the gender roles thing, but it's just that it's something that you want to do for your family. It's you're not forced. Hopefully I'm not I won't be forced to do it. Anyone or by anyone especially. But something that it's your own decision, like to do that. I like kids. I mean, they're like very little. I think it would be so fun, like just spending time with them.
Just being around them.
Right.
The whole time they're growing up.
Yeah, true. So that's it for now, maybe. Yeah. It might change, I don't know, but.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows the future? Okay, next is, would you rather be blind or mute?
Okay, this is a little bit difficult as well, because, of course, we'd like to see the things that the things around us, like people around us, but I also like I love singing, so I don't so I think it would be sad not to be able to do that.
So and also we won't be able to teach English if we're mute. We can't do this if we're mute.
true. Right, that's that would be so difficult. So I would rather. Let go of this my sight of my sense of sight than my voice
than your voice.
I can't be the Little Mermaid for a while, you know. I mean, she gave up her voice, like for the chance of being with the prince. So I love my voice. It's not like really, really good, but I love my voice.
But you like to express yourself in turn,
speaking and then singing.
Yeah, I guess so too. I'd rather be blind than mute.
Right. I think it would be very difficult to, it would be more difficult to be blind actually, because like your whole world is dark.
But sometimes, you know, when your eyes are closed, when you cannot see things, that's actually when you appreciate the most beautiful things, isn't it?
True.
Like, of course, you know, there are so many nice things in the world, but then if your eyes are closed, I think you would really be able to, you know, dig deeper into people, like how they sound. How listen to them, and I mean like maybe kind of analyze people in the way they sound instead of the way they look, maybe the words that they say or like their actions towards you. There would be probably less judgment for you if you can see so many things, right?
I can see your voice.
Yeah, I can see your voice. The voice. Okay. Anyway, thanks, Mary Lou. Such wonderful answers to such difficult questions.
I enjoyed thinking about my answers.
Yeah.
It was most of them were difficult, but
yeah, it's good. It's a little bit of a brain workout, right? Okay, so thanks, Mary Lou. During the conversation, Mary Lou and I, or I gave Mary Lou really difficult choices to decide on, and she repeatedly used the phrase "I'd rather" to explain how she would choose something over the other. So for her examples, she said, "I'd rather be a full-time mom and wife. I'd rather get vaccinated. I'd rather work at the office than from home. I'd rather take the job." Mm-hmm. "And I'd rather be blind than mute." So the pattern that you have to follow is "I'd rather" and then the verb, just the base verb. Okay, so, and also, you can use "than" to emphasize your choice over the other. For example, "I'd rather stay than leave. I'd rather work at the office than from home. And I'd rather be a working mom than be a full-time mom." Mommy. That was me. I'll be a mommy. Okay, and a mommy.
Mommy.
Mommy. Mommy, can you whistle? You can't whistle because you're old.
What's the name of that pig?
Peppa Pig.
Okay.
Mommy. Okay. Mommy. Sorry about the commercial. Okay, you might ask why "I'd rather" and not "I prefer." Of course, you can use "I prefer" also, but if you want to be more specific with your choice, then you will use "I'd rather" instead of "I prefer." Okay, so for specifics, "I'd rather," and for more general things, "I prefer." And then for the negative form, you may say "I'd rather not." So you will add "I'd rather not" and then the verb. "I'd rather not stay." "I'd rather not work at the office." "I'd rather not be a working mom."
Mommy.
Okay, now we're gonna do a bit of a lightning round.
Wow,
we're ready. I'm ready today. Okay. So as quick as possible, Mary Lou will tell me the words, just the words.
Okay,
as quick as possible, no thinking. Okay, ready? You have to choose one.
All right.
Okay, ready? Feared or loved?
Loved.
Mountain or sea?
Sea.
Rich or poor?
Rich.
Eat out, eat in?
Eat out.
Sleep or eat?
Eat.
Okay. Fallen out of love from or be cheated on?
Fallen out of love from.
Ouch.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Be cheated from. Okay. Fine dining, casual dining?
Casual dining.
Coffee or chocolates?
Coffee.
Ice cream or cake?
Oh gosh, this is so difficult, but ice cream.
Smart or good looking?
Both.
Hurry up.
Hurry
up.
Smart.
Kind or good looking?
Kind looking.
Kind looking.
Yeah.
Kind or good looking?
Okay. Kind.
Okay. Fit or good looking?
Fit.
Okay. Well, you didn't just good looking, really.
Because for me, fit is like good looking.
Okay, great.
Someone fit is good looking already.
Okay. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks, Mary. That's it.
I wanted more.
So you have to say the sentences using "I'd rather."
Okay.
Okay, so first is "I'd rather," feared or loved?
"I'd rather be loved than feared."
Mountain or sea?
I'd rather see it again. I'd rather go to the sea. Go to the sea.
Rich or poor?
I'd rather be rich.
Eat out or eat in?
I'd rather what was my answer?
Eat out.
Out.
Yeah, you said.
Yes.
Sleep or eat?
I'd rather eat.
Okay, fallen out of love from or be cheated on?
I'd rather the first one. Okay. I'd rather be fallen out of love from than be cheated on with, cheated on. Yeah. Okay.
Fine dining or casual dining?
I'd rather go fine dining. Well, that was my answer. Casual dining.
Casual dining. Coffee or chocolates?
I'd rather have coffee.
Ice cream or cake?
I'd rather have ice cream, I think.
Smart or good looking?
I'd rather... What was it? Smart or good looking?
You said...
I'd rather have the smart one.
Okay. Kind or good looking?
I'd rather date the... What was that? Kind or good looking?
Kind
I'd rather date the kind one.
Fit or good looking?
I'd rather be with the fit one.
Hot or cold?
I'd rather have hot one.
Okay.
The hot one. What kind?
Hot de i.
Hot de i.
Atakai. Atakai ka at tumetai. Atakai ka tumetai.
Atakai no hoga i.
Okay, atakai no hoga i. Okay. Thanks, Mary Lou. Yay!
Nice game.
And I said, okay, yeah, here.
All right. So, did you find this episode helpful and hopefully fun? So, please subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating.
Do you want to practice more? Go to our website, exl-english.com, for a free trial lesson. Sayonara!